Okay, so let's go deeper into talking about body wisdom and the different ways that your body communicates with you. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in this video, and then also how you can be tuning into your body to make decisions and actually really letting your body guide your life rather than just your mind, because we've already talked about this, that many of us live purely from our logical thinking, living purely from what we should do and we need to do and we have to do. Or we're just running on autopilot. We're not even actually thinking sometimes about the different choices that we're making. It's literally just running off our unconscious programming. But if we want to create a life that feels so aligned, makes us feel so alive, that has everything in our life that lights us up, we have to be tuning into ourselves before we're making any decisions, any plans, creating, doing anything. We've got to check in and really make sure it's all aligned for us. We've got to ask ourselves and consult ourselves. And I'm really focusing on the body at the moment because there's so many incredible messages you can gain from the body rather than just needing to consult your mind. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper into some of the ways the body is communicating. So let's talk about resistance. Resistance is when you notice yourself go into a pattern of avoidance around something. You're procrastinating. There's something you know you should do that you're not doing. And you get this, I mean, resistance for me is like something shuts down in me. It's like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to face that. I try to go and deal with it. And it just feels like this brick wall comes up inside of me. That's your body communicating to you. There's something in that for you to explore. So when resistance comes up, we can either just let that resistance run, or I'll teach you in the next class what to do with these feelings. But the other thing we need to do is actually go deeper into what that is and sit with it and inquire and ask questions like, why am I shutting down around this? Why am I avoiding this? What is this triggering for me? Why is this making me so uncomfortable? Why am I scared to take this step? Why am I putting this off? So understand when you're disconnected from the body, resistance will come up and then you'll be like, yeah, I don't know, I'm just going to procrastinate on that, whatever. When you're doing this work and you're listening to the body, you instead go, oh, interesting. I'm hitting some resistance. My body's shutting down, closing off, not wanting to do it. Let me inquire into that, because my body's trying to show me something through that resistance. It's trying to show me perhaps a limiting belief, a fear, a reason that I'm avoiding stepping into that action. Uncomfortable emotion is another one. And like I said, in our next video, we're going to talk about emotion. Whew, but when you have big emotion come up, your emotions are messengers. There's information in your emotions and in what triggers emotion for you. So valuable. We need to never make ourselves wrong for what we're feeling. Instead, again, it's this opening up, this curiosity. And so when big emotion comes up, like we said previously, we don't want to run away from that. Instead, we stop and we go in deeper. We inquire into it. What is this feeling about for me? And what you'll find with big emotion is it's either pointing perhaps to something that's unresolved from your past. So sometimes we're carrying around big emotion within us that just keeps getting triggered over and over and over because your body wants you to release it. You're carrying all that old unresolved emotion in your body. And every time it gets triggered and then you push it down again, all you're doing is stuffing it down to hold it within your body, and it's creating heaviness and sickness and stagnancy. That emotion wants to come out. And the other thing about emotion is it shows us something about ourselves. When you can inquire into it and say, wow, this made me really sad. Why is that? This triggered anxiety. Why is that? This brought up all my feelings of unworthiness. Wow, I wonder what's going on for me there. You know, that thing that person said made me really angry. What's that linked to? Is that linked to a past experience? So we can actually learn so much about the things that trigger us and the things that activate emotion. We can learn about ourselves through that. And again, that's your body being so wise, being like, I'm going to bring up this emotion so she or he can see something about themselves and understand what's unresolved, what needs to be healed, what needs to be worked through, why this was so upsetting, why this is so important, etc. It also shows you, yeah, where there's something unresolved from the past that you're still holding on to. Maybe you had a past experience and you never completed that and healed that. Because once you've completely resolved that within yourself, that won't get triggered again. So it can point to where there's things that are unresolved. It can be your intuition. So a feeling that you get in your body can be like a gut instinct. Like, I just know I have to do this. Or I just know that person's not for me. Or I just know I need to go to this event for whatever reason. Or I just know that that despite feeling really pressured, I can't put that in my calendar right now. I can feel the impact it's going to have on me. Or, you know, I've just met that person and I feel like this person's going to be in my life forever. We just have knowings, and that often comes as a gut instinct. We'll talk about this more in our intuition class, but again, it's such a body visceral feeling. Usually it makes no sense. It's not a logical thing. It's a real visceral gut feeling. The body also communicates to tell us what it needs, to tell us our needs constantly. It's constantly telling us you need to eat, you need to rest, you need water, you need a break, you need to move your body, you need to lie down, constantly communicating to us. And again, one of the issues we have of why so many of us are neglecting our own needs is because we're not tuned into our body, so we're not listening when the body's trying to tell us that it needs something. That's why the work we've done previously around just checking in with yourself is so valuable. It allows you to listen to what need is being communicated in that moment. So the body's incredible in that, in always telling you what it needs. You will always know what the body needs. And particularly when it gets to extreme levels of like, I'm so hungry. I feel like I'm going to pass out, or I'm so thirsty right now. You'll never miss those signals when you're really listening. And then again, it's pain. Such an interesting one when you really think about how wise the body is in terms of those pain sensations that it gives you. Like if you go to put your hand near a hot stove, or you accidentally touch the hot stove and you get that little hit of pain and you reflex and pull your arm back, that's a very clear message from the body right now of like, one, that pain is telling you don't do that again. That's damaging to the body. And two, the body has a very intense reaction of pulling your hand back as a way to protect you. So when we really start to see all this stuff as just this beautiful wisdom of the body communicating with us, we realize how guided and held we are. Again, I'm really wanting to shift your perspective around the body right now, because so many of us see the body as just this tool to get love, or you know, this thing that we have to deal with, or you know, what makes us good enough in the world. And it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. So let's talk about using the body to make decisions. And we did begin to talk about this in one of our previous classes, but we've got to start to listen enough, like really pay attention, so we're understanding the ways that our body communicates. What our intuition feels like, what sadness feels like, what anger feels like, what rage feels like, what anxiety feels like, what tiredness feels like, and what a yes or a no feels like in the body. So when we're, again, we've talked about this before, but we're going to go deeper today. When we're making decisions, putting things in our calendar, deciding what to eat, deciding how to move our body, deciding what to wear, we can do it all from here, or we can do it all from here in the body through feeling. We really want you to shift out of living from thinking to living from feeling. So let's move through this sort of process that you can use to be tuning into the body and letting it guide you with every decision that you're making. So when you come to a moment where a decision needs to be made on anything, I want you to pause. And I want you to just stop and give yourself a minute. And then I want you to imagine like you can zoom your attention down into your body. So it's almost like you're going in a little elevator, going down from the head down into the body. Or imagine you're kind of focusing your energy, your gaze in into your body. And I want you just to ask, I want you just to get in tune with how you're feeling. So just take a deep breath into your body and just notice how your body's feeling. So we just bring some awareness to the body. And I want you to sit with both options as a way to begin to feel what your yes and your no feels like. We need to know our inner yes and our inner no. So say we have two options. You know, I could say I've already had my breakfast today, but if say I was deciding what to have for breakfast and one of them was a green smoothie and the other was say a plate of toast and eggs and bacon, let's just say, I'm making that up, but this is a really like superficial, simple decision, but we almost want to start with the decisions that don't have a huge weight on them and huge repercussions, because that puts pressure on it and then our mind gets involved. Let's start with easy decisions. So I want to imagine, and I like to do it almost like my two hands. I want to imagine one option is green smoothie for breakfast. Other option is eggs, toast, bacon. All right. And I'm just imagining both of those. And what you might do is almost imagine yourself choosing each of them. And then notice how your body feels as you imagine yourself making that choice. So what I notice in my body, and this is going to take some practice perhaps to become really in tune to how the body's responding to things, but whenever I tune into the idea of the toast, the eggs, the bacon, I feel an instant heaviness. I feel a dampening and a flattening in my body. And I don't feel any like excitement or interest in eating it. Just nothing happens. I kind of just go, it actually feels like I want to pull away from it. I kind of go, ugh, I don't really want that. When I tune into the feeling of having the green smoothie, I notice this, I instantly notice this sort of tingling and lightness through my body. I get almost a desire for the sweetness of it. So I feel it in my mouth and it just feels, I feel light and I feel a pull towards it. So that in that moment I can feel is my yes and my no. If we look at another thing like something more that has a little bit more weight to it, like I had an opportunity to come up to collaborate with someone on something in my business. And again, I do the same thing. I sit with, do I want to say yes or do I want to say no? And I weigh it up and I notice how my body responds. So when it came to saying yes to this opportunity, my head was really involved. I could hear my head being like, you should really do that. That's a great opportunity. It's really cool that person's thought of you. So you notice the mind, right? But when I noticed what was happening in my body, I felt it in my tummy. My tummy kind of went like this, like, ugh. And I didn't feel any pull from my heart. If I'm going to say yes to something, I like to feel like my heart goes, oh, yeah, I really want to do that. I didn't feel any pull from my heart towards it. And then I also felt a heaviness on my shoulders of like, that's going to be quite a bit of work. And I don't feel like I have capacity to take that on. So notice I'm paying attention to all of the different things going on in my body around it. When I felt to say no, again, the mind came in. I felt guilty. That's, you know, you're letting that person down. Are you sure you really want to say no? So I could hear the mind. But in my body, and what was interesting, I just heard then it's not the right time. And my body, interesting, has a little bit of anxiety because there's a feeling around like, is it right to say no? I can feel my body responding to me, questioning myself, but it feels lighter to say no. It feels like that would have give me more space if I said no. So I just wanted to give you those examples because I'm constantly using my body to assess everything. And you'll notice where your mind comes in, and I want you to be able to tell the difference between your mind's thinking and your body's feeling around everything. And you can use this process through everything you're doing in your life. I remember when I came into my relationship, my mind kept trying to talk me out of it all the time for a whole lot of reasons. But whenever I would tune into my body just kept saying yes. And my heart just kept pulling me forward. And so I followed that regardless of what my mind was telling me. So the most important thing is that we are first pausing, giving ourselves a chance to tune in, sitting with two different options and really noticing how the body responds and beginning to become aware of what a yes feels like and a no feels like. A yes normally does have a lightness to it. There's usually a feeling of being pulled towards it, maybe an openness, an excitement. You may still have nervousness. You may still feel fear and apprehension and anxiety because it's outside your comfort zone or it makes you nervous, but you'll be able to feel the difference between that kind of fear that's a little bit like a nervous, excited fear versus the heaviness of just a flat no, like no. I feel like a no has more of a solid sinking feeling to it, whereas the fear is often a little bit buzzy because it's a nervous fear. It's a little bit of an excitement in the fear as well. So a no, I usually find a real sinking feeling, a heaviness on my shoulder, a contraction in some part of my body, or I just feel nothing. Or I'm just kind of like, nothing happens in my body, so that's a no. Nothing's pulling me towards it. So start practicing this with small things. Practice it with different people, whether you want to spend time with those people or not, different things you want to put in your calendar. The more that you can practice this, this is going to be the lead up to living from your intuition. You can use this when it comes to massive decisions, like should I move house? Should I take that job opportunity? Is this person my soulmate? Should I move overseas? Should I invest in that training course? Should I leave this relationship? You can start to use this body wisdom. And that way you're always living in alignment with your truth. Always. And that's where the real joy and fulfillment of life comes from. So I hope you enjoy that process. And start using it right away. I think you'll find it really, really powerful.